One of country music's trailblazing artists has died. Honky Tonk singer-songwriter Gene Shepherd passed away of complications related to Parkinson's and heart disease. She was 82 years old. We talk about her legacy with VOA1's Nikki Strong. Well, Nikki, before Loretta Lynn and Tammy Wynette, there was Gene Shepherd.
Yes, to use her words, when there was none of us, there was Gene. She was in the business when there were very few female role models and even fewer female solo country artists, especially successful ones. There was Kitty Wells, basically. And at the beginning of her career, when she met Hank Williams, for example, she told him she wanted to be a country music star. And he told her, oh, yeah, well, there isn't much room in this business for a country woman singer. And she said that really made her determined to do what she loved. And her determination paid off. She was the first female country artist to go on tour by herself.
Wow.
Now, this wasn't heard of because during that time, when women performed on tour, they either performed with their husbands or they performed with like a family band or they performed with a band, but they were just called like the girl singers. She also sang music from a woman's perspective. So an example is The Root of All Evil is a man. In which she warns women that men can be liars and cheaters and callous about breaking your heart. In her song, Second Fiddle to an Old Guitar, which is a really funny song, she sings about a man who loves his guitar so much that she just feels second rate. She's also been credited with releasing country music's first concept album called Songs from a Love Affair back in 1956, and she was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2011. Many people felt that was way overdue when it finally came. And so she's had a considerable number of hits as well. And her success, of course, opened doors for Tammy Wynette, for Patsy Cline, and of course, later on, Loretta Lynn.
Well, Gene Shepherd became known as the Grand Lady of the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes, that too. She joined in 1955. She was the third woman to join after comedian Minnie Pearl and the first female country star, Kitty Wells. And I think it's important to note that both Kitty Wells and Gene Shepherd were very successful because of how powerful the Grand Ole Opry was. The Grand Ole Opry, for people who don't know, is a pioneering, longest-running live country music program that dates back to 1925. So even Jean was listening to the Grand Ole Opry before she even joined. She was listening to it as she was growing up. So any country artist who's deep into country knows about the Grand Ole Opry. They're very influential. They have grown to be an iconic country music institution and a curator and a gatekeeper of country music's legacy. So their influence really helped make her a star.
Well, now, Gene Shepherd was a staunch supporter of traditional country music as well.
Most definitely, especially as part of the Grand Ole Opry and a honky-tonk singer. For a while, it was hard for her. I mean, she had several hits, and then for a while, it was hard for her to land another hit because Nashville was pushing a more country pop sound. And in 1974, I think this is interesting, when pop artist Olivia Newton-John was named Female Vocalist of the Year by the Country Music Association, the Association of Country Entertainers was formed, and Gene Shepherd served as its president. And she was known to say something like, I'm sure Olivia Newton-John was a great lady, but she didn't sing country music. She also went in on Blake Shelton, and I think this is funny too. He made a derogatory comment about country music traditionalists. And she said, and this is a quote, we've got a young man in country music who has made some pretty dumb statements lately. What did he say? That traditional country music is for old farts and jack-you-know-whats? Well, I guess that makes me an old fart. I love country music. I won't tell you what his name is, but his initials is BS, and he's full of it. She was great. I think that really captures her spirit.
Yeah. Well, you can find out more about Gene Shepherd and hear both traditional and contemporary country music on Country Hits with Nikki Strong. You can also share your thoughts on Gene Shepherd on Twitter and Facebook at VOA1 The Hits. Thanks very much, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Once we were so happy, you were my very own. But then you bought that guitar and you ruined our happy home.